to this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
Talk about being interrupted by the Holy Spirit. I have sat down all night last night and written out a sermon and planned some things, but I feel like he's interrupting that today. I feel like he wants us to go on a little bit of a different tangent, and this is a little bit difficult for me because I do like to stick to the program usually. I like to change it, but I like to have it planned change. So, I'm just going to pray for a minute. Father, as we walk these next steps together, as we lean on you and we lean into you, we thank you that the presence of the Holy Spirit is already here with us. And so we receive from you what you're going to give to us today and what you're going to impart into our lives today. We do surrender it all to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So one of the, I suppose, gifts that I feel like the Holy Spirit has given to me is, I don't really like to say prophecy, but it's more like words of knowledge, I suppose, or wisdom for people. And I felt like he dropped a few in my heart this morning. And so I think that's where I'm going to start. All right? So are you ready? But before I give out some words this morning, the other thing I felt that the Holy Spirit wants from us today and to share with each other today is, if there is something that he has been doing in your life, and I usually like to do this with lots of preparation and know what people are going to say, I'd like you just to, you know, like if the Holy Spirit is imparting something to you and going, oh, remember what I did this week for you. Remember what we did together. Or there's a scripture that's been like really just, you're holding on to, or that he's shown you this week. I'd like to give you an opportunity to share that today as well. So as we move on with what we're doing, you can just sit there and ponder on that. So the first word that I felt that came to me while we were worshipping was that there's this thing called this religious spirit. And I really felt that God was trying to speak to somebody today and say, see, this religious spirit comes with rules and regulations, and it's got to be this way and that way, and you can't deviate. And sometimes we walk into church with our pre-set ideas of what church is supposed to be and what God is supposed to be and what God's supposed to do. And I felt like he's saying to us today, maybe there's might be a few people, or might just be one person, I don't know, but he's just saying, he is asking you to start to lay down those set of religious rules that you have and to give them to him, because he doesn't want you to live by this set of rules that are so restricting that you can't move outside of. And when it's a religious spirit, it comes with condemnation, and it pulls you down and it pulls other people down, and it comes with, I suppose, a sense of judgment as well. And I feel like he's asking you, can you let go of some of those things and give them to him and find out what he's going to do with that? What is he going to speak into that space? What is something else that he can give to you in that? This is like a little bit stressful. I need a drink. Like stepping out in not following my notes. Very soon, I'm going to call all the people this morning who have back, hip and shoulder problems, and we're all going to pray together for you. Sorry, I'm giving, I know that's people in our church, like a little bit of word of warning, you know, just like things to be sprung on them. So that's where we're going to go soon. This week,
This is actually in my notes. This week I have had, or the last couple of weeks, I've just had some amazing experiences with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. I have had people who I've encountered through the week come and talk to me and just be like, oh, I think I might come to church this week. They haven't yet. They've had other people say, my belief system is being challenged and I don't know what to believe now. And there have been some amazing and really cool conversations that I've had with people. I had somebody this week blow me away. I've been probably seeing them for a couple of years, and they came and sat in my office and started telling me that they'd been reading the Bible. Now, they'd been telling me every now and again that they'd been reading a Bible, but it wasn't the Bible. It was the Mormon Bible or some other Bible, and said, I've been reading the Bible. And so I pulled my Bible out and said, this one, and yeah. And they sat there and read to me Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31. And I want us to read that together today, which we will do. I'll just grab the Bible in a second. But I was just so blown away. Here is this person who is now telling me they're reading the Bible, and then they start explaining to me how they've given their life to Jesus. I'm like, do you know what Jesus can do? He can turn people's lives around, and I don't even have to do anything but be there and listen to them. And I know that there are so many stories around the place where that's happening, where the Holy Spirit is just walking into people's rooms and people's lives and turning them around. And I said to this guy, I said, how then do you know that this is the true Bible, seeming you've been reading all the others? And just said, because it answers all my questions. It's the truth. Wow. That was just like so cool. I was like just so blown away. I'm also just so amazed by how our Facebook post for Leanne's, the tribute that Hayley wrote, Leanne's passing, has had, I think, 145 interactions, the most we've ever had on our Facebook page. It's had 23,900 and something views. That's the word of God in there. When Hayley said to me she was going to take it away and she was going to read it, and she was going to pray before she wrote it, and she put that up, and then when I read it, it was just so beautiful. Those words there, how many people have read those words? Just happening around the place are just blowing me away. I wanted to read that Isaiah scripture. Or are you? Yeah. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting. Is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. How cool is that? Oh, sorry. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. No, I already read that, right? Yeah. That's good. I wasn't sure if it flicked and changed when I looked away. I'm just so excited to see what God is going to do next here. Wasn't last week, those of you who attended last week had some powerful stuff going on. We worshipped on our knees together. And God brought this scripture to mind in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. I just felt like something moved in the spirit last week when we prayed together and we worshiped together on our knees. It was really cool also last week. Do you remember I had a scripture to share? And I only knew a few of the words, and Hayley was standing at the back and she had her Bible open. And she was pondering whether she should read this scripture or not. She walks straight up to me, gives me her Bible open to the page, Isaiah 43. It's like, forget, that's the other verse. I didn't write that one down. It was Isaiah 43 verses 1 to 2. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Yeah, I think that's... What promises are in there for us? That we, and I think that many of us have been going through what feels like fire or drowning, and we're just like treading water. The Lord says that while we're doing that, He's going to be with us. That we're not going to fall, that we're not going to fail, that He is with us. His promise is to be with us. And I wanted to share that scripture again this morning because I feel like, you know, like sometimes things kind of happen in a service and they pass us and we walk away and we walk out. But I want, if you can, take that scripture as well and meditate on it through the week. What does God want to show you through that? What does God want to say to you? When times get tough, what does He want to say to you? It's been a very interesting time lately. A lot of the scriptures that have come or been given to me have been from Isaiah. And I was like, oh, this is weird. I haven't read Isaiah in a long time. I know I've read it because I have underlines in my Bible. And I'm like, oh, I've read this before. I don't remember that. I remember some of the main scriptures. One of the scriptures that when I was at Regional Pastors, one of the pastors gave to me for our church, and I wanted to share that with you today. And it was also from Isaiah 43, what we've just read the start of. Isaiah 43:18 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way through the desert and streams in the wasteland." And for some people who have been maybe in this church for a while or in Wyala for a while, might be like, oh, remember what the church was like in the past. Remember this, remember that. And I feel like when I was sitting with the pastors and they were encouraging me and they were saying, this is what God is saying to us now. See, I am doing a new thing. I felt that last week. Whew. I'm doing a new thing, and now it springs up in you, in all of us together. That there has been times when it's felt like we've been in the desert. And that, you know, I feel like that all ties in because the last 3 weeks, so James started with doing the sermon on Moses, and Caleb second that and came along. You know, the Israelites did go through the desert for 40 years and it was dry and I'm sure, yeah, it wasn't great. They couldn't farm land. They couldn't, you know, get food. So God provided them food and God did so much for them. And I know, like, he gave them the way through the desert, didn't he? The cloud and the fire. And I know that we don't have a cloud and we don't have a fire in front and behind us, but we have the Holy Spirit. Because now that the Holy Spirit's been introduced to us, and so we can come and ask the Holy Spirit for a direction. And so the other word that was shared to me with that scripture was just the simple word faithfulness. That we've been faithful and that we've been faithful for a time. And sort of like it's been dry. Sometimes it's felt like it's in the desert. Sometimes it feels like we're drowning. But yeah, the Holy Spirit is with us where we go. There are new things coming. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Joe will be excited with me. So, are you ready to move forward and out of your seat if you need prayer for a sore back, sore shoulders? I know it's like, oh, we should do it with music and make it all like beautiful and easy for you to come up. Sorry, I'm not doing that. Katie has sore fingers probably. Let's do this. Let's step out. Who's going to be bold? Let's pray. I'm sure that there's more people. And I'm going to ask those who don't have sore backs and have faith and boldness, will you come and pray with these guys as well? In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you would bring healing right now over each and every person here. That, Father, that you would be healing their backs. We command healing into hip pain right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we command healing into spines in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we command a release of tension of muscles over shoulders in Jesus' mighty name. I come against you, Satan, and we tell you that if you are wrapping yourself around anybody here today, that you will be uncoiled right now. That the blood of Jesus covers each and every one of these people here. And so we command you to be gone right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for a release and a healing in them, that they will no longer have the pain that they're sitting in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys, for being so bold. I'm glad you all came, all of those people who came to get prayed for their backs, because I was going to pick on you all anyway.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.